on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Michael Lear.
Week 5 of Catamount Insider. It's Thursday, October 31st. A very happy Halloween to all of you from all of us at the University of Vermont. I'm Michael Lear, and Week 5 show is a good one. We want to remind you that Catamount Insider is brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. It's headlined by Director of Athletics Jeff Schulman. Catamount Insider will then roll on with an interview with the head women's basketball coach, Elisa Kresge. And then we look into men's hockey with their leader on the bench in head coach Kevin Sneddon. And then their leader on the ice, Captain Derek Lodemeyer, will join us in chat with the Cats. If you have any comments, questions, or people you think we should interview, you can tweet at UVM Athletics with the hashtag Catamount Insider, and we'll check out your tweets every week. Let's do it. This is Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Markins for three. Got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
Let's take a look back at how UVM fared last weekend, with a big overlap between fall and winter sports once again. This is really the last weekend where the sports overlap big time in their regular seasons. Once again, the weekend was highlighted by women's ice hockey. The Cats came to a 4-4 tie with Merrimack on Friday and then smoked the Warriors on Saturday with a 6-2 win. Sini Karjalainen was named Hockey East Player of the Week and NCAA Women's Hockey First Star with a nation-leading 6 points. She became the first in Division I program history to have a 4-assist game for Vermont. Val Caldwell also had 6 points for TD Bank Student Athlete of the Week. The women's ice hockey team followed all that up with a win against Dartmouth on Tuesday, and that team is absolutely rolling heading into their bye week this weekend. Men's soccer kept it rolling with a 2-1 win at home against UMass Lowell on Saturday, and then followed that with a 5-1 dominant victory at Holy Cross on Tuesday. The men moved to 10-5 on the year and 4-1 in America East play. They're sitting at second right now in the conference, and Vermont has a home game Saturday at 2 o'clock. A win in that one could set them up for what would more or less be a regular season championship game next Wednesday at New Hampshire. Men's hockey battled through a couple of heavy teams, but came up short against both Maine and Quinnipiac. Men's hoops got it going on that really special Saturday night at Patrick Gym, where TJ Sorrentine and Taylor Coppenrath had their jerseys retired, and they beat Brown 70-59. Friday field hockey fell to UNH and followed that up with a 4-1 win at Colgate. They will play a do-or-die game this Friday against conference foe Monmouth. Coming up here on Catamount Insider, we'll talk with the all-seeing eye, the director of athletics at the University of Vermont, Jeff Schulman. That's coming up next. It's Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat from Learfield, IMG College.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
When it comes to floors, windows, and doors, you want the best in high-quality service and selection. You could roll the dice with one of the big box stores, but why leave anything to chance? The professionals at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring have sold and installed miles of flooring and thousands of doors and windows in Vermont homes and businesses. Count on Able for expert advice, free estimates, and top-notch service from technicians who care. That's Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, ablevt.com.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Poor Flemmy. Everywhere he goes, he just wants to be friends. Unfortunately, he's the flu monster. And that means flu germs everywhere. And that's scary and gross. Good thing Kinney Drugs pharmacists are ready with this year's flu shot. Ah! Kinney now has needle-free flu shots.
Yay!
Awesome. The flu monster is everywhere. Better get your flu shot at Kinney Drugs. No appointment needed. Most insurance accepted for ages 2 and up in New York, 18 and up in Vermont. KinneyDrugs.com.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Rabin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, ID9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Welcome back to episode 5 of Catamount Insider. Catamount Insider is always presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. It's located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Now joined by the director of athletics at UVM, Jeff Schulman, for the first time making his Catamount Insider debut. We had you on the coaches show last year, but thanks for making your debut on the podcast and radio show here.
Thanks. I'm sort of wondering why it took you 5 episodes to get to me.
But, hey, you know, there's a lot of coaches, fall sports are going on.
I'm just kidding.
And also, if you keep that up, we're going to have to get you every week.
No, I'm a loyal listener. You're doing a great job with this.
We appreciate that. So first thing I noticed when we're doing this here in your office and looked right outside and I said, heck of a view, because you get to see this construction now every single day. What's it like to literally be at work and know that something really exciting is happening here right now?
Well, it's, you know, obviously it's a really exciting project for the athletic department. I think for the whole university and really for our community and certainly for our fans. And, it just so happens that my window faces right out onto the construction site right now. So I see a lot of activity and I hear a lot of activity. I hear my office shaking every once in a while, but, you know, some people see piles of dirt out there. I see incredible progress. And, you know, obviously, we're just thrilled that we're under construction now after many years of planning and design on this project. It's great, you know, just to see the energy in this building from our student athletes, from our coaches and our fans. And, you know, there's certainly some inconvenience that goes along with it and disruption, but there's no question that all of us recognize that it's worth it. And the outcome, the result is going to be fantastic.
So what have you learned in this whole process, being somebody that has a background in athletics and the administrative side of it, but certainly not in construction, I'd imagine? What have you learned about what it takes to do something like this?
Yeah, no, my background's probably the furthest thing from sort of engineering or construction management in any way, but I've certainly learned a lot. And the most important thing I've learned is to sort of rely on the experts and surround myself with really smart people who are experienced with this. And the university has an entire department. It's called Facility Design and Construction, with a project manager. Todd Merchant is our lead. He's fantastic. We worked with him on the Virtue Field project. We also, some people are aware that Peter Bernhardt is the former president of Pizzagalli Construction and is a former UVM men's soccer player and alumnus. And he's been an incredible resource to the athletic department and to me personally as a volunteer, and the amount of hours that he's put in helping us through this project has been immense. So I've learned a lot. You know, I think one of the reflections that I've had, and obviously we're still in the beginning phases of construction, but is that I probably maybe naively thought that once we put a shovel in the ground and started, the kind of things would calm down, and in some ways they've only accelerated. And you know, there's still lots of planning and decisions that we're making. But that's fun. It's, you know, it's obviously a new dimension to my work, but something that I'm really excited about.
And as far as the fun part goes, I know there's a lot of moving parts, and I'm sure plenty of meetings and conversations that aren't necessarily the most fun, but have there been fun moments? Is planning what a new building is going to be like enjoyable at some point?
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of fun moments. I think, you know, just trying to, you know, just think about the you know, what this is going to do and how it's going to transform the department and the university in so many ways is certainly fun. And, but also it feels like a big responsibility. It's not just on my shoulders, but all of us who are working on the project. You know, this is not something that you do all the time, even as that, you know, there's athletic directors who go through their entire career and never are involved in a facility project of this magnitude, but it feels like a big responsibility because we're building for generations of UVM students and athletes in the community and fans, you know, for years and years to come. And so part of it is almost like you're trying to predict the future. You know, what are people going to want? What are the trends? What direction are things going? So it's fun, it's challenging, and you know, it's important work.
We're here with the director of athletics at UVM, Jeff Schulman, on Catamount Insider. And now kind of taking a step away from the future for a moment and focusing on what's going on campus right now. Let's start with fall sports and this fall sports season that's now all of a sudden coming close to an end. What have been some of your favorite moments of this fall sports season to kick off the academic year?
Oh, well, one of the things that I always really enjoy is our kickoff. We have a big pep rally and kickoff event at the start of the year where we bring all the students together, all of the student athletes. And so there are actually two different events. We have a pep rally where the entire first year student body is here, and we're sort of indoctrinating them a little bit into UVM athletics, our cheers and how they get tickets and all that stuff. So it's great to have the energy of that group.
Especially when you get good weather for it.
I know, we had a spectacular day for it. And we had a great Catamount kickoff, which is when we get all 400 of our student athletes together. And we did it in conjunction with an America East initiative called the Better Together Games, and which has a mental health focus. And we had our athletes on mixed teams doing all sorts of games and things that they're not used to doing. And, you know, filling up bottles of water, you know, in a relay race and dodgeball. And there was just great energy. And I always love watching our athletes interact with each other, you know, across teams and you throw in a competitive element to it. And it was a really special evening.
And they're always competitors. So it's not going to stop.
No question. And there's been some special moments on the field this fall as well. I wasn't there, but I watched the stream of our men's soccer team down at Dartmouth, and Dartmouth hadn't lost in 2 years or something at home, and that was a great win for them. Our field hockey team has had a few big wins. It was a great win the other night at UMass Lowell in overtime. That was fun to watch. And we had hosted a couple great cross-country meets. And, you know, obviously the part that I enjoy about my job the most is just being out at the events and around our student-athletes and watching them perform.
Catamount Insider is always brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Milton Cat is also the presenting sponsor of this Saturday's UVM men's hockey game as the Catamounts take on UMass Lowell. First home hockey East series of 2019. As always with Catamount Insider, if you want to tweet at us, tweet hashtag Catamount Insider to UVM Athletics for details on what you think we can do. So now kind of taking it and looking at your job a little bit? Because I think, I mean, obviously an athletic director is not a job a lot of people have, and it's even less a job that people know about on a daily basis. So let's start with the TJ Sorrentine and Taylor Coppenrath jersey retirement that happened last weekend. What happens as far as putting together something like that within an athletic department? How does the decision get made and the planning for such a big and special moment like that?
Yeah, jersey retirements are sort of an interesting aspect of celebrating our student athletes. And part of it is that we can't really do it in all sports, you know, swimming, you know, there's certainly ways to honor student athletes and we have our Hall of Fame, but basketball, we've done more retirements in that sport than any other. And, you know, I think it's a bit of a no-brainer with Taylor and TJ. They're just, you know, they meant so much to our program, and we're here in such pivotal parts of, you know, a team that really just captured the hearts of the community and the university, and obviously did amazing things on the court. But there's a lot that goes into the event itself, and it's probably been a year plus in the planning. And this had a unique dynamic because of the tie-in with Brown, and TJ is an associate head coach at Brown. But a lot of people on our team certainly put in a great deal of effort to make an event like that happen. Krista Bailo, our associate athletic director, handles special events, and she sort of leads our team and our athletic communications folks and our marketing people. And it's you know, it's a real team effort, but something that it's great to celebrate, you know, special people and special moments in our history. And that's what that event was all about.
So that obviously takes a team effort. And what about just generally your job? What is your job like on a daily basis? I know, you know, every job, there's no typical day, but what does an athletic director do from the time you get up to the time you go to bed? What is your job like?
Oh, that's a good question. It does vary day by day. And it's, you know, as you might imagine, just given the rhythm of sports and an athletic day, oftentimes it starts early in the morning and goes till late at night and Saturdays and Sundays. But, you know, I really do love my job, you know, and I've said that to several people. And and part of it is that I have such a variety in what I do. You know, I have sort of traditional higher ed type of meetings that I'm in with deans and colleagues around campus, with sort of general university planning. Obviously, the facility project is something that I'm very involved in on a day-to-day basis. I'm out meeting our alums and donors and friends of the university very often, so I travel a fair amount. And then the thing that I enjoy most about my job is that on a lot of days at 3 or 4 o'clock, I can go outside at this time of year and either watch a game or watch one of our teams practice and interact with our student athletes and chat with our coaches. And it really is, I feel like I'm perfectly suited for this job. When I became athletic director a few years ago, I was sort of reflecting on maybe how I got to this role. And I remember thinking back to when I was in, you know, elementary school, and I happened to live next to a playing field of a school in Buffalo. It's called Nichols School. And there were games out there all the time, middle school lacrosse games and soccer games and field hockey games. And I would be out there every day after school watching whatever was going on. And if there was a way I could help and run the clock or be a ball person or, you know, be involved in some way, I jumped at the opportunity. And I've never had really made that link before until I was reflecting on it a few years ago. And
that you just wanted to be involved.
Yeah, like maybe I was you know, a budding athletic director at 4 or 5 years old. I don't know. But I feel so lucky to be in this role. And, you know, obviously I have strong ties to UVM. I love the university, and I'm really passionate about what we do.
And how does your experience as a student athlete, you think, help you connect with athletes or student athletes, but also kind of know what can help them, and from the administrative side, be a leader for the student athletes, because you were one back in the day?
It's a good question, you know, and one of the things that I think about a lot is that the experience of our student athletes today is so different than what I went through in many ways. It's just, you know, the landscape of college athletics has changed, what they have to do in order to get to this level and to stay competitive at this level is just very different than what I did. I think it's probably the competitor in me that that probably is what allows me to relate best to our student athletes and our coaches. You know, I'm a really competitive person, and I, you know, I was growing up and certainly as a student here. And even, you know, when I'm doing recreational sports now, I play a lot of tennis and squash and different things to stay active. And even my pickup hockey group. And it's just, you know, I can relate to that piece of it, you know, just that competitive drive that our student athletes have. And also, you know, just the pressure that they have to balance being Division I athlete and obviously their academic goals, and also just being a student at the university and their social life and other things that I know are important to them. So, you know, again, it was a long time ago that I was a student athlete, but I do think there's some common themes that I experienced and that our student athletes are experiencing now.
Well, this is your first time on Catamount Insider and it went really well. So now I'm going to have to ask you to do more later on in the show. We got a whole bunch left. So is there anything else you want to get in before I let you go here?
No, just thanks again for doing this. Thanks for everything you're doing for our program. And I appreciate the fans that are listening and all the support that we have. It's there's a lot of exciting things going on at UVM Athletics now. And we're excited for the future.
All right, Mr. Shulman, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Catamount Insider, head coach of the women's basketball team, Elisa Kresge, joins the show. You're listening to Catamount Insider from Learfield, IMG College.
Tough, powerful, versatile. It's a cat. Equipment you want, features you need, support you can trust. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
You want to be confident that your investments are working for you. Wouldn't it be nice to get guidance to help make that happen? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, a financial advisor right here in Morgan Stanley's Colchester office, and I can help you create a wealth plan and help manage your investments, even help you work towards a comfortable retirement. Give me a call to start your financial plan at 652-6007. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
When it comes to any flooring project, Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring has you covered with quality products including ProGen Luxury Vinyl Tile from Tarkett. ProGen is fully warranted and 100% waterproof. It won't warp with exposure to cold or sunlight, so it's perfect for three-season sunrooms, camps, and basements. We offer professional installation services, and customer satisfaction is our number one priority. Talk with the experts at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, ablevt.com.
Burlington Country Club, one of the top golfing experiences in Vermont, with pristine fairways, immaculate greens, and ideal golfing conditions. Whether it's special golfing memories, lifelong friendships, relaxation, or cuisine for any occasion, there's something for everyone both on and off the course. World-class golf and lasting relationships. That's what awaits you at BCC.
Natural Casings, of course, is our big seller, and then we have, in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Kiss the Cook, Prohibition Pig and Positive Pie, Tom Girl Juice, Vermont Artisan Tea and Coffee, and Hender's Bake Shop, Pinkies on State and The Scuffer. A love of food and drink is something we all share in Vermont. And something all these great businesses share is a relationship with Northfield Savings Bank, And the relationships, well, they're as varied as the businesses themselves. For some, we help with business lending, delivering the speed and knowledge that comes with local decision making. For others, it's our interest-earning deposit accounts that manage the day-to-day. And some businesses take full advantage of the convenience of our online banking. Bottom line, we are in the business of helping your business. So whatever your appetite is for business growth, we can help. Stop by a Northfield Savings Bank branch or give us a call. Maybe we can meet for coffee or tea or lunch or a snack. Trust us, we know a few good spots. Northfield Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. We are inside Patrick Gymnasium, and Catamount Insider is always brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Now joined by the head coach of the women's basketball team, Elisa Kresge, in her Catamount Insider debut. So thanks for taking some time for us after practice.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just talk about right now what life's like for you guys right now. You're telling me about your schedule and that you had yesterday off and practice here on Wednesday. What is the next 2 weeks going to be like for your team?
It's a really exciting time. We go into a close scrimmage on Friday against Siena, which will be really good. They usually are really physical, scrappy teams. So they're going to challenge us, and we'll be able to kind of take a look at what we're doing well and what we need to get better at before our first game, which is Tuesday. We're on the road at Dartmouth. And then we turn around and we head to Chicago to play Loyola Chicago on Friday. And then we head to Minnesota from there and play them on Sunday. So it's quite a busy 2 weeks, but it's exciting. The season's finally here.
So Road Warriors a little bit. What do you hope for the most out of this start to the season? Or what are you trying to learn about your team right now?
Exactly that. Learn what we're good at and what we have to get better at. You know, we have a lot of inexperience on this team right now. And just for them to figure out what it's like to play a Division I game, the pace of it, what works, what doesn't work. I think we really got to figure out what we do best, which I think we are getting better at, but we're playing against ourselves. We know what each other does, at least you would hope. And then we know each other's plays. So it'll be nice to be running those against somebody else that hopefully doesn't know us like we know us.
So you mentioned it that you have a really inexperienced group, and I was actually at the Green and Gold scrimmage the other day, and I was sitting next to your broadcaster, Maura Sheridan, and I said, how are they looking this year? And she said, well, they're the youngest team in the country. And I said, well, weren't they the youngest team in the country last year too? So what is it like to have all this youth on your team? And is it exciting to have all these freshmen and sophomores that are growing in what is now your program?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that with youth, there is some challenges, but I think there's some real excitement. They're young and naive in a good way, and they're excited about everything. Every little drill we do that's new, they're excited about, where, you know, some players are like, oh, this drill again. So there's really, I think, good things with youth. But, you know, there's learning curves that we got away with last year because we did have four seniors that had been through it. So that's the kind of stuff that we're going to see early on. And I'm going to have to remind myself, we're young. We got to figure that out. We got to watch it and film and get better. But I'm really excited about this group. Even with the young players, they all come from winning, whether it's their high school or their AAU program. And they really all want to win and win as a team.
So who do you look for as far as leaders to manage the young group outside of the coaching staff?
Yeah, so we named captains, but we also named class leaders. And so Hannah Krimble, I think she's, you know, her numbers speak for herself, and she's just an amazing teammate. So players look up to her, just how well she's done in college. Josie Larkins, I think she's proven herself as a guard, and she's a vocal leader. She gets the game. She's an extension of a coach on the floor. So she challenges her teammates when they can't hear me yelling from the other side of the gym. And then Rose, you know, as a freshman, she stepped up and there was a lot on her plate, and she had to, you know, be thrown to the fire a little. And I thought she handled that the best she possibly could. And she knows the game inside and out. So for her to lead, and, you know, when we asked players who they looked up to in their classes, Emma Utterback was one that their fellow classmates really looked up to. So I think even as a freshman, like Rose was kind of thrown to the fire. You'll see a little bit of that with Emma. But fortunately, she has Rose to help her through it. And Rose really didn't have that last year.
We're here with Elisa Kresge, head coach of the women's basketball team at UVM. And what is your new system? What do you want this team's identity to be? Maybe not this year, but in the next couple of years.
We want to get up and down the floor. We want to play basketball. I don't want to dictate every move they make. They don't want to hear me every second. I want them to play, know the game, understand when to utilize what. And run, like I just said, it's fun to see us get up and down the floor. And last year, you know, we were different. We were front court heavy, and they were our talent. So we went to it. So it was a little different. So we're trying to be quicker, get up and down the floor a little faster, share the basketball, no turnovers. Driving me crazy with turnovers.
The games haven't even started yet.
I know.
So with this new facilities project, obviously it's the most exciting thing going on campus right now. What are you looking forward to, or how does that help you recruit to have this multi-million dollar facility that you'll be playing in a couple years?
Yeah, I think, Vermont, the University of Vermont, is a beautiful place. And right now, our gym is a little outdated. You know, there's so much character here. And I think for young kids, some of them get caught up in some of that stuff. So for them to come here and see everything plus this beautiful facility, I mean, that I think is just going to take it over the top. I'm just excited for all those who work so hard, and this has been talked about for so long, and for them to see it come to fruition is really exciting. And obviously for our players to get the benefit of it, and the facility as far as back of the house with the locker rooms, the things that will be really special, and they'll want to hang and spend more quality time as a team together. That's exciting for the growth of our community and our within our program, our community, and our whole feel and vibe.
We're here with women's basketball head coach Alisa Kresge, and now a couple questions about you. So first, and I love to ask coaches this question, why do you love coaching, and why basketball? Why is basketball the sport that you chose to have a part of your life for your whole life? Let's start with why coaching.
Okay. Coaching, I loved basketball, so it kind of goes to the basketball. I just loved it, and the one thing, and I think it was more of a God gift, I picked up the game pretty quick, and that was why I got to be involved at a higher level. And so from that, it was a place that I thought I excelled in, and I was comfortable, and I felt confident in. So it was my safe haven, which then evolved into just loving the game so much. And I did take a little bit time away after college, and I missed it so much. I knew before, but then when you have to walk away from it, you missed it even more. And really the college level was because I had so many great coaches that helped me at such an exciting but challenging time. And I wanted to give back to student athletes and hopefully give them the same incredible 4 years that I was so fortunate to have.
And what is your favorite thing about women's basketball? Why should people come to Patrick this year and watch your team play?
You know, I think women's basketball is so fundamentally sound. It's so fun to watch. Of course, you know, we are starting to play above the rim, which is really exciting. But it's really smart, sharing the ball. It's a team game. It's not as much of one-on-one stuff. And I think that's really fun to watch.
All right, finally, this is airing on Halloween, Thursday night. What are your Halloween plans, and what is your best Halloween costume that you've ever had?
So Halloween plans is to hand out candy to the neighborhood.
What kind of candy? Do we have the candy yet? What kind of candy is your house?
Oh, we have a lot of candy.
Big candy bars? Come
okay,
on.
I'm not that bad, but I'm going to give a handful. So.
Okay, fair.
So Dennis bills are my fault. So yes, lots of candy to hand out to the kids. And excited for that. Coach Dom, I think, is going to come over and help me. She will be dressed up. I'm working on a costume for this year. But going back to Coach Dom, my best costume was when we were the deer and deer hunter. And I was the deer. And Coach Dom was the hunter.
That's horrible.
I'm not creative, but she is. So it actually was pretty entertaining.
So Dom said, hey, you be the deer. I'll be the hunter. It'll be so fun. You're going to love it.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much, Coach. And enjoy the start of the season. And we'll see you back at home, I guess, now in 3 weeks or so.
We can't wait to get back here.
Thanks so much, Coach. We'll be back with Catamount Insider after this. It's from Learfield, IMG College.
Burlington Country Club, one of the top golfing experiences in Vermont, with pristine fairways, immaculate greens, and ideal golfing conditions. Whether it's special golfing memories, lifelong friendships, relaxation, or cuisine for any occasion, there's something for everyone both on and off the course. World-class golf and lasting relationships. That's what awaits you at BCC.
Morgan Stanley knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each and every client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education. Morgan Stanley's financial advisors can create personal investment strategies to help meet your financial needs. For more information, call the Morgan Stanley Colchester office at 658-2424. That's 658-2424. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Did you know that there's more than $94 million in unclaimed financial property in Vermont and that the Vermont State Treasurer's Office receives millions in new property each year? Some of it could be yours. There's no charge or commission to claim your money. So even if you've checked before, check again.
Hi, I'm State Treasurer Beth Pierce. Search for your name online at missingmoney.vermont.gov or give my office a call at 1-800-642-3191. It's your money. Claim it.
D Physical Therapy has been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years. With three convenient locations in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, we accept all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, the student athlete, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us on the web at dept.com to learn more. That's DEEPT.com.
Banana peppers, scallions, parmesan, marinara with a balsamic reduction. That's how we serve our calamari. I'm the general manager, Dan Phelan. If you haven't tried our calamari yet, you'll be pleasantly surprised. The Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and seafood restaurant.
Hi, this is Matt.
And John Erickson
from Vermont Paint Company.
As your local family-owned Benjamin Moore dealer, we are proud to partner with UVM Athletics.
On staff, we have a UVM alum, a UVM junior, and parents of current UVM students. So when you purchase Benjamin Moore from Vermont Paint, you really are supporting local families.
Serving Catamount Country for more than 79 years, Vermont Paint is conveniently located in Williston and Burlington and online at vtpaint.com. Go Cats, go!
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Have you been thinking about electric car charging stations for your place of business? Cummings Electric can show you how to get up to 80% off the total cost of purchasing and installing an electric car charging station with a grant from the state of Vermont. Cummings Electric is your local authorized charge point dealer in Vermont. And now is the time to give Glenn a call and learn more about grant money currently available. Call Cummings Electric today at 802-658-1292 to learn more.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's always brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. Located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Michael Lear now alongside head coach of the men's hockey team, Kevin Sneddon, coming into a home weekend. And now 2 weekends at home with a bye week in between, coach. Is it good to be at the gut for a little while right now?
Always good to be at the gut, you know, especially coming off a tough weekend. You know, I thought we played pretty well against Maine. Lost it late on their power play, unfortunately. But we just did not have a very good showing at Quinnipiac, so it's been learn from that weekend and move on. I think our guys have done a good job of that in practice this week, and we're excited to be back in front of the crowd, the UVM faithful here on Friday night.
You don't ever want to say that a weekend like last weekend you can pull that many positives from, but the fact that weekend happened so early in the season, what does that give your team an opportunity to do this week going into this weekend?
I think it's given everybody an opportunity to really reflect back on last week, and at the same time we got to put it away. But our practice performance execution was not great leading up to Maine. We take responsibility for that as a staff. I think we have to do a better job of making sure our guys execute and holding guys accountable to a higher standard. And you know, it wasn't from a lack of effort. It was just a lack of execution. Passing wasn't as crisp. Our breakouts were not good. And if we're going to be an offensive team, which we're not right now, we have to come out of our zone clean. And we just didn't do that in practice, and it showed up in games for sure, both against Maine as well as Quinnipiac.
That kind of leads me into my next question, which is about intensity in practice. I overheard Ryan Callahan talking about the heart rate monitors and how you guys use those to monitor intensity throughout the week. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously, working with Mark Hickok, Justin Smith, and Adam Virgil on this new program we have, not only the heart rate monitors, but the software, Rock Daisy software, that really puts us ahead of the game in terms of understanding what our players are going through, what's taxing them away from the rink in terms of stress levels, different things like that, their sleep, their nutrition, how they're feeling, both physically and mentally, but also during practices and games, we're able to see the different spikes in effort. And what has really helped us with as a coaching staff, I don't worry about our guys ever working hard. Like they're a hardworking group, but we can overwork student athletes and a team. And it's really helped us design practices that if we want to have a hard day, now we have a really good understanding of how hard that actually is in real data. And when we want to scale it back, you know, sometimes we think it's a easier practice than it really is. And it's helped us just adjust when we want to go extremely hard, when we want to go moderate, when we want to go a little bit lighter, so that we're recovering well for weekends.
We're here with Coach Sneddon ahead of the home weekend against UMass Lowell coming up. And as far as Norm Bazan's group right now, what have you noticed about them in pre-scout?
You know, they've been up and down a little bit. Watching the last two games this past weekend, I think they found out a lot of things about their team. I thought they looked really good, had a really good come-from-behind tie against BU at home, then went on the road and beat Providence, who was pretty hot at the time. In overtime, I thought they're not very different from year to year. Different players, but same structures, same systems, all those kind of things have been successful for Lowell, so they've stuck with them. So we know exactly what they're going to bring. There's not going to be a lot of surprises. Their power play has struggled a little bit, not as bad as ours, but they look like they zipped it around pretty good against Providence. So we have to make sure that we're not taking any unnecessary penalties and doing a good job on the kill. And then we've got to get our power play going. You know, we're trying a number of different things right now just to try to spark it. It's been a really good week of practice, both from that standpoint as well as breakout. So we're hoping we're back into executing the way we want to play.
So coming up on the show, we're going to have Derek Lodemeyer, your captain, join us. I've got two questions on him. First is, what was he like as a freshman? Because I've come here and got to know him as a big forward and a leader on this team. But what was Derek like when he was one of the younger guys on the group?
Not a lot different, to be honest with you. Like, he came in as a very mature first-year player, not just from an experience standpoint, but just from the way he carried himself. He's very professional about taking care of himself, how he approaches the game, how he prepares. And I think the guys had immediate respect for him. He was able to come in and play that perfect kind of checking line role for us right out of the gate, you know, taking key face-offs, being very good on the penalty kill. He just has gotten better and better over time. But we pretty much knew freshman year that he's kind of a leader in the making just by his approach. And, you know, he's certainly done a great job with this team. You know, our biggest thing right now is just getting over the mental hurdles of dealing with some adversity. How do we learn from it, move on, versus learn but stay in a rut? And he's done a good job of holding the guys to a high standard, and, you know, at the same time being really encouraging of the younger players and trying to get everybody to stay positive and learn from the adversity, but also embrace it and look to take advantage of it.
And last question for you here, I'll ask him this as well, but what's a captain's responsibility like on this team right now? What are his daily or weekly jobs as far as, you know, traditional captain roles go?
Yeah, there's things like the itinerary and making sure guys are in the right place at the right time, and a lot of those little details that do mean a lot. But then there's, you know, taking care of players. You know, who needs to be talked to, who needs a hug, who needs a little bit of a hey, let's get going here. A lot of communication within the leadership group, a lot of communication with us as a staff. So we keep the guys busy. You know, it's a big responsibility. It's not just, hey, he's the guy who is a very good
player.
Wears
the C and talks to the refs.
And talks to the refs and is, you know, we put, especially in college when we're not around a lot, right? We see our guys for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours a day. There's a lot of other time that, you know, our captains are responsible for keeping the team, all on the same page.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
We will bring Derek Lodemeyer on the show next. You're listening to Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
And now a message from Steve Gentile.
Life is filled with uncertainties. Your career, your health, your family situation, they're all subject to change. So how can you plan for your future when you don't know what it'll hold? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, and I can help. I will work with you to create a wealth plan and help you manage your investments through all the changes. So give me a call at 652-6007. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Did you see that? The price on the pump just rolled back 6 cents.
Of course it did. I used my Irving Rewards card. Now I pay and save 6 cents on every gallon, all in one swipe because I linked my card to Irving Debit Pay.
One card and one swipe? That's easy.
And it's on top of the other ways I can earn rewards, like at the pump, in the store, and at home with Irving Energy. The savings really add up.
It's easy to save with Irving Rewards. To learn more, visit theirving.com/rewards. Terms and conditions apply. Participating locations only.
Guild Tavern, Williston Road, South Burlington. The Farmhouse Group's Tavern and Steakhouse featuring wood-grilled burgers, Vermont steaks, seafood, and more. Recipient of the Wine Spectator Award of Excellence and offering Vermont beers and signature craft cocktails. Join us at the bar for dinner and drinks before the game. Serving dinner nightly, located just minutes from UVM athletic facilities. Find out more at guildtavern.com.
Natural Casings, of course, is our big seller, and then we have in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at ceresremedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S remedies.com.
Kiss the Cook, Prohibition Pig and Positive Pie, Tom Girl Juice, Vermont Artisan Tea and Coffee and Hender's Bake Shop, Pinkies on State and The Scuffer. A love of food and drink is something we all share in Vermont. And something all these great businesses share is a relationship with Northfield Savings Bank. And the relationships, well, they're as varied as the businesses themselves. For some, we help with business lending, delivering the speed and knowledge that comes with local decision-making. For others, it's our interest-earning deposit accounts that manage the day-to-day. And some businesses take full advantage of the convenience of our online banking. Bottom line, we are in the business of helping your business. So whatever your appetite is for business growth, we can help. Stop by a Northfield Savings Bank branch or give us a call. Maybe we can meet for coffee or tea or lunch or a snack. Trust us, we know a few good spots. Northfield Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. This is Chat with the Cats, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We are now joined by the captain of the men's hockey team, Derek Lodemeyer, who is apparently a rookie in Chat with the Cats. Only two or three, maybe not a full four seasons of Chat with the Cats. So thanks for coming on, Derek.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's start with way back when you were a freshman here. What do you remember about coming to Vermont? Why'd you choose to come here? And what was freshman year like for you?
Kind of a funny story. I was actually committed to go play at West Point. And my last year of juniors kind of changed my mind on the whole military route. So thankfully it worked out here with the coaches and they gave me opportunities. So it was kind of last minute, but came in freshman year. And we had a really successful year. We were in the top 20 most of the year, and I had a blast. That's what college hockey is supposed to be. It was an awesome atmosphere here, playing in the gut, still is. But freshman year was a blast, and these 4 years, it flies by. But looking back at it, some memories I'll never forget.
When you were a freshman, did you look up at the captains and the seniors and think that you could be in this role one day?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously look up to the older guys coming into a new environment, and they set a great example my freshman and sophomore year. And, I think I learned a lot from those guys and kind of tried to carry that over. And luckily enough, I was able to get a letter my sophomore year, and obviously this year and my junior year as well. But just learning from those guys, I still keep in touch with a lot of them. And, they're always following us in our games and stuff like that, asking how we're doing. So, I mean, you build friendships here that'll last a lifetime, and it's pretty cool.
So people, at the gut, I guess, only see you talking to refs and taking ceremonial puck drops and stuff like that. But what is the captain role really like on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I mean, I try to simplify it. I've obviously been kind of in the leadership group here for a couple of years, so it's a little easier on me now being able to, get the hang of things, but there's always something new every day. So you just got to be on your toes. And, for me, not a super vocal guy. So I like to lead it by example. And when I need to say something that needs to be said, I'll do it. But, just keeping it simple, guys, like it can be college hockey, and balancing everything can be stressful and anxiety ridden. So it's, just balancing that, trying to help guys out that way.
We're here with Derek Lodemeyer, captain of the men's hockey team. So now some more serious questions. If you could only eat at one place in Burlington for the rest of your life, where would you eat? You got 4 years of experience, so I imagine you've been everywhere.
There's some good spots here. I think my freshman year, the first spot we went to was Sweetwater's. Ooh. Me and the boys, and that's just a go-to. It's right on Church Street.
Good TVs.
It's got TVs, good food, reasonable prices, and That's probably the go-to.
All right, Sweetwater, this is a lock. Who's your biggest fan? Who supports you the most?
Biggest fan, probably my mom. She's not able to make it out here a ton. Just being from Minnesota, it's kind of far away. But she's always watching the games online, and she gets to listen to you, so that's a plus.
And I apologize, Mrs. Lodemeyer.
But no, she's always there for me. She's always texting me on game days and checking in and stuff. And she's been my number one supporter. So
who are you the biggest fan of, whether it's an individual or a team? Is there anything that your fandom really, really hits? Is it the Minnesota Vikings, perchance?
It's been the Vikings for, during the regular season at least, and then they usually choke at the end there.
But, yep, sounds about right.
Yeah, no, I'm a big Minnesota sports fan, so, the Twins had a pretty good year this last year and then ran into the Yankees, but, Minnesota Wild, Minnesota Twins, Vikings, they're all fun to watch.
All right, with the renovations going on, if you could design the hockey locker room yourself, what would be something you would add into it? I know you won't be here, but if you could add something crazy to the hockey locker room, what would it be?
I'm not totally sure if this is going into the locker room area, but I would definitely add a movie theater.
Ooh.
You can obviously use it for film to get better, but a movie theater would be
nice. It's all about getting better.
What's
the first movie you're throwing on?
First movie? I recently just saw The Joker, so it was really good, so I'd throw that
on. Does
it
keep you up at night right now?
No, not quite.
It's tough.
I got past that.
That was a heck of a film, though. If you could pick someone famous to be your best friend, your whole life you've been best friends with this famous person, who would it be?
Best friend? Trying to think. Growing up, I also played baseball, and I was usually like a shortstop, third base type guy, so I always looked up or watched Derek Jeter, had the same name.
Nice.
So that's kind of how it drew me at first.
Couple of Derricks, just guys being dudes.
Just a couple Derricks being best friends, but definitely. That'd be a cool guy to have your best friend.
We're here with Derek Lodemeyer, men's hockey captain on Chat with the Cats. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. If you could have been at any sporting event in history, a game or an event, Olympics or anything like that, what sporting event would you choose?
Going off the being a Minnesota fan, I think was it two years ago? The Vikings were playing the Saints in the playoffs there, and
the miracle in Minnesota.
The Minnesota miracle.
That'd
especially
be cool.
At the brand new stadium they have there, and the game is basically over, and then that happens. And
I think if I could call any sporting event, it might be that too. Might be take Joe Buck's job and call that game.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty cool.
I imagine you're not dressing up for Halloween because it's the day before a game. But if you were going Halloween outfit, what would you be this year? Or what's your best Halloween outfit of all time?
Like you said, day before a game, I haven't even thought about it, to be honest with you. But best Halloween costume of all time was, I think it was my sophomore year. A bunch of us dressed up as Secret Service members, and one of the guys was Donald Trump, so we took care of him.
Was that a hockey guy's thing?
Yeah.
Who is Donald Trump?
Ross Colton.
Nice.
That was pretty funny, but living in a house this year, hopefully we'll get some visitors, hand out some candy.
Oh, there you go. That's nice.
So we'll take part.
In college, we had a random kid show up to our apartment, and we didn't have anything, so my roommate went in the back and found, marshmallows and gave the kid one marshmallow.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have something on hand.
Last question for you. What are your goals, or just what do you want this last 6 months of being a member of the men's hockey team here to be like for you?
I obviously want to just enjoy each day as it comes here, but obviously want to win hockey games too, but just taking it all in. Like I said, it goes by fast here, and being able to take everything in, whether it's hockey or being part of this university and school or just the social part of it. And, being in Burlington's an awesome spot year round. And it's definitely a spot that I'll visit again. But just these last 6 months, just enjoying it to the fullest.
All right. Thanks, Lodes. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up this weekend around UVM, it's a big one. First, women's soccer has their final game of the year against UAlbany at 7 p.m. on Thursday night. So if you're listening to this on WVMT, you can head out to Virtue Field and see Brooke Jenkins and Christina Berry in their final game of the year. Friday kicks off with field hockey in what is a must-win game against America East foe Monmouth. And then men's hockey gets their series with UMass Lowell started a 7:05 puck drop at Gutterston Fieldhouse. Saturday, swimming and diving hosts Maine at 11 a.m. in Forbush Natatorium. Then men's soccer battles UMBC in a chance to clinch home field advantage for their playoff run. Saturday night is Military Appreciation Night, presented by Milton Cat at 7:05, as the men's hockey team will finish their series with UMass Lowell. Not done yet, though. Sunday, field hockey takes on Dartmouth in their final game of the regular season, and men's basketball has an exhibition with St. Michael's College at 4 p.m. at Patrick Chin. So it's a busy, busy weekend. We hope you can come on out for something, whether it's at Virtue Field, Moulton Winter Field, or at Gutterson Fieldhouse or Patrick Gym. Big thanks to all of our guests for coming on in week 5 of Catamount Insider. As always, if you have any comments, questions, or people you think we should interview, you can tweet at UVM Athletics with the hashtag Catamount Insider, and we'll check out your tweets. For now, I'm Michael Lear saying so long from all of us at UVM Athletics. This was Catamount Insider, Episode 5, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond, from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Vermont Sports Network, from Learfield, IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.